In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, there is lots of things it is demanded of you in school, and some important of them are punctuality and paying attention. I'll tell you today about a saint whose feast day is today in England, and to whom our own parish in Milwaukee is named. And he is Saint Hugh of Lincoln, who was the bishop of the Diocese of Lincoln, England, in the 12th century. Saint Hugh was born of a good family in Burgundy, France, in the year 1140, and he lost his mother when he was 7 years old, but his father, who had been a soldier, was very much noted for his piety and honor. So he sent his son Hugh to be trained in a monastery, and the abbot of that monastery appointed an elderly priest to be Hugh's teacher and spiritual advisor. This elderly priest gave Hugh a very strict discipline, but the constant reminders about humility and importance of doing your duty made a very deep impression on Hugh's young soul. And when Hugh was 19 years old, the abbot took him to visit a Carthusian monastery, which is a very strict and disciplined order of continual silence. And Saint Hugh knew right away that this was to be his vocation. So he left his monastery and joined the Carthusian order. This order of monks demands lots of knowledge and training for those of its members who want to be priests. So the time was approaching when Hugh was to be ordained, and another priest then asked him if he was really willing to become a priest. With simplicity, Hugh answered that there was nothing in the world he wanted so much. The priest thought that this answer showed ambition instead of humility, and told Hugh in a very severe manner, "How dare you aspire to a degree to which no one, no matter how holy, is promoted, except with a trembling and constrained attitude?" At this rebuke, Saint Hugh, struck with holy fear, fell on the ground and begged pardon with many tears. The priest was very moved at the sight of this humility, and told him now he knew the purity of his desires. And he also said Hugh would be advanced not only to the priesthood, but also to be the episcopal dignity, that is, of becoming a bishop. And this all came true, for in the year 1186, Saint Hugh was elected as Bishop of Lincoln in England. And even as a bishop, he was famous and noted for his concentration and punctuality. In traveling, Saint Hugh was so recollected to doing his prayers that he never cast his eyes around him. Even when traveling through all new and exciting places, Saint Hugh saw nothing but the mane of the horse on which he rode. That concentrated was he to his duties and to his and prayers and to the God Almighty. Saint Hugh was also so punctual in observing the canonical hours of his divine office that once he would not stir out of the inn until he had said his morning office, though his attendants brought him a word that a group of bandits were approaching to plunder and kill. Dear children, Saint Hugh, as all the servants and saints of God, teaches us an important lesson. In his youth, he was corrected, sometimes even mortified, when he was judged to be wrong. But instead of taking offense, Saint Hugh saw in these corrections a chance to learn humility. After all, Jesus showed far greater humility than we can ever by choosing to be born as a little baby and placed under the authority of his earthly parents. St. Hugh teaches us punctuality. Nothing, not even a band of wild robbers, could move him to postpone his meeting with God. You children, you have a strict and punctual study and prayer schedule here in our school, and unless a band of wild robbers attack our school, your job of keeping appointed hours is really much easier than was St. Hugh of Lincoln's. And St. Hugh teaches us how to pay attention. No distractions during his travels in England could move his eyes to curiosity, but he faithfully taught only his mission and his travel prayers to God. So you see, children, in St. Hugh, you can notice and see that you don't have to be a bishop to be a great man or woman of God. Doing your duties well in school and at home is what it takes to be a dutiful and good child of God. Let us then learn from today's saint all the great virtues he showed in his life, punctuality and paying attention. All of those good virtues are so much greatly manifested in saints that they draw or should draw our admiration and also our desire to imitate them. And children, when you imitate the works of the saints, God shows great blessing to you and makes you one of his servants on earth. And again, he looks forward to and welcomes you when you are raised to sanctity in heaven. Imitate saints in little and small things, and God will make and work great things through you. May God bless you.